This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi, truth in engineering.
Jim Holtgreve is one of the most successful amateurs to ever play the game, a semifinalist in the 1980 U.S. Amateur, winner of the very first mid-amateur back in 1981. Jim also played on three winning Walker Cup teams and was the captain of the Walker Cup team in 2011 and in 2013. It's a pleasure to welcome Jim Holtgreve back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Jim.
John, good to see you. Good to hear from you, sir. And it's always an honor, pleasure to be having to be able to talk a little bit about golf, especially about some city near called Augusta, Georgia.
It has been a couple of years since we've talked. How you been?
I've been doing great. Obviously, as you just mentioned, Walker Cup took up a lot of my time the last 4 years, or from 2010 to 13, and that's all done now. So it's I'm trying to maybe get back and play a little bit. Obviously, I've gotten a lot older, and but I'm still trying to play, and I still want to compete a little bit. I really want to try to have golf to become a fun part of my life. I mean, I've been competing since I was 6 years old, and so going out and just having a good time and playing golf with guys like you and Doc Bowden and friends of mine in St. Louis, that's the most important thing for me now.
I know the weather hasn't been cooperative, but when the weather's good, how much golf are you getting to play?
Well, I'm playing. I'm in a little part-time situation, so I've got more free time, and I'm trying to play 3 to 4 times a week and do some practicing and sign up for a couple of events. I'm going to try to play some local amateur events here in St. Louis, and I'm going to try to maybe compete for the U.S. Senior Amateur, and actually I'm going to try to compete for the mid-am. I want to try to see if I can be the oldest mid-am to compete, so I'm going to try to qualify for that, but otherwise it's just play some club matches and have some fun with it.
When you play recreationally, Jim, please accept this question in the spirit in which it's meant. Have you moved up?
Well, I got to be honest. I haven't moved up all the way, but it's certainly I've moved up. I'm not playing the back tees. I've been honored to be a member of Belle Reve Country Club here in St. Louis, and we've got a lot of history with Belle Reve as far as having major championships there. So the tees back there, all the way back, are 7,400. I haven't gone back there yet. I've been playing around the 6,800, 6,900 yardage, but I am going to go back one time to see it all the way back and say I've been there, but no, these things about going all the way back, those days are over. These young guys are hitting it so far, and I gotta be honest, I really don't like it when those young guys hit it by me, because I used to be pretty long, and but I guess I better grow up and accept the changes.
Speaking of the youngsters, the amateur game today seems to be dominated by those youngsters, players maybe under the age of 22 or so. Is that different than when you were competing?
Yes, I think significantly that, when I played my Walker Cup, I was 31 years old, and I think the youngest guy we had on the team might have been, on one of my teams might have been Mike Peck or Corey Pavin when they were, probably in their early 20s. I had Jordan Spieth on my team in 2011 with Patrick Rogers. They were 18 years old. I mean, they were just getting out of high school. They were becoming, freshmen in college. And so I think it's really the way these young guys are playing today, the young people are playing today, they're much younger. They're being taught I think the golf swing is being taught in so much of a different atmosphere that the ball flight, the dispersion pattern has become reduced significantly. I think that's why you see the scores, not only because of the driver and the ball, but I just think the way guys are teaching it. You know, I grew up playing with hands and body movement, and obviously I think the new swings are taking the hands out of it, and they're just getting better. So, and I think more people are taking it up. I'm hoping that the game is growing. I think we've got a little issue about trying to grow the game and make access to everybody that want to play it. But I think the USGA has done a good job on that. Tom O'Toole is a really good friend of mine. He and I have started an association here in St. Louis, and so I think his challenge is to grow the game, which I think they're certainly addressing.
We are talking with Jim Holtgreve. We're talking about the state of the amateur game at the highest level. Are there still gentlemen golfers, Jim? Are there still those 30 and 40-year-olds out there playing the game at the highest level? And if not, does that concern you?
No, you know, I think that one of the things that I'm proud of doing, when the 2011 Walker Cup ended, I asked Nathan Smith, who's won four mid-ams, and he's a great guy. I said, so I haven't got the nod for 13 yet, but you're going to try for the 13 team, right? He said, no, I'm done. I said, why are you done? He said, well, Jim, you know what it is. I mean, I've got a job. I've got a wife. I don't have any children yet, but I can't compete with these young guys. And to travel around the country financially and you know, just go play against these young guys trying to make Walker Cup, these young guys are going to beat me all the time. And so that hit me right between the eyes, and I said, well, that's not what George Herbert Walker started. That's not what it's all about. It's all about the relationships and what the game has done throughout this world and throughout, obviously, you know, the contribution it makes to life skills and the things that the golf to me has taught about, you know, obviously building relationships with people all over the world. So I went to the USGA and I said, you know what we need to do? We need to try to do something about putting mid-ams on the Walker Cup team. And they came back to me and said, guess what? Be careful what you wish for, because we're gonna put two mid-ams on the 13 team, which obviously Nathan Smith and Todd White made that team. And ironically, they won the 13th and 14th point on Sunday to secure the Walker Cup for USA. And so I think they're going to keep that going. I know they're doing it. Spider Miller's going to have two mid-ams on the team for this year. So my whole point about all that is to tell you that I think, yes, we have gotten some more interest from guys who in their 30s or their late 20s or 30s or 40s to try to make this Walker Cup team. And you look at Mike McCoy, who's been having a great year, and he's trying real hard, and he's 51 years old, I think. And so hopefully that will send a signal to keep the guys going, you know, in their 30s and 40s and try to compete and play in tournaments and go up against some of these young guys.
Jim, are the high-profile amateur tournaments that you grew up playing and that I grew up so familiar with, are they still as relevant? Are they still as important?
Yes, sir. They're very much relevant, and they're still very important. I, unfortunately, you know, when I was captain, I went to the Northeast and the Porter Cup and the Sunny Anna, and I went to all these events as a captain. And I'm embarrassed to say that I didn't play. I never played in the Northeast. I never played in the Porter Cup. I played in the Sunny Anna, thank goodness. But I always wanted to play in the Western. Obviously, I always tried to qualify for USGA championships. But I didn't play enough, obviously, because I, you know, I had a job and I married and had children. So I tried to pick and choose what I could do. But yes, there's absolutely, those tournaments are significant. And because those fields are so good, and that's what obviously USGA looks at when they're trying to select Walker Cup players, is what the field is. I mean, there's so many great amateur events, you know, around the country, and unfortunately, everybody can't get to all of them. So they pick and choose, and it becomes kind of an issue in regards to how to really select Walker Cup players. But some of these tournaments are certainly significant, and I think the players are supporting it, and I think they're going to them. From what I've seen, they all came when I was there for captain, and being, trying to be the captain and seeing who I could watch play. I think they're doing the same thing for Spider. So I think they're very, very important.
You know, before I let you go, Jim, you mentioned being the captain of Jordan Spieth back in 2011. Have you been surprised by what you've seen him do?
You know, I haven't been surprised. To me, there was two guys on the 11 team that were very, very smart in the way that they managed themselves around the golf course, and that was Jordan Spieth and Patrick Rogers. I just thought that Patrick Rogers was a little bit ahead of Jordan in regards of maturity and experience. Jordan Spieth is one of the most mature young men I ever met, but when I saw him on the golf course, I just thought Patrick was a little bit more focused. Well, I thought Patrick would be the first one to be successful. Well, obviously, I was really wrong. I didn't realize how good a short game Jordan had, and I didn't really realize how smart he is around the golf course. So it's been great. He's a fine young man, and I'm really looking forward to see what he does. Well, obviously, he's playing this week, and then what he can do next week.
It is. It's great to catch up with you. I'm glad you're well. Thank you, Jim, for taking the time to do this. It's always good to talk to you.
Anytime. I love it. I love talking golf, so anytime you want to do that, and hopefully we can get down there and you can have a little round, you can teach me how to putt.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome. Take care.